and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. Oh, it seems so long since I recorded. But it's even longer since I recorded with my cuddly co-host. It's Mr. Matt Spooner.
Hello, I am cuddly and of adequate height.
Well, adequate for what, mate?
Being a giant among pigsmies?
Pigsmies?
Yes.
Pigsmies. Is that a new Malifaux type thing with for Ulex? Is it a pigsmies?
Yeah, a pig. That's nothing to do with Strongbow at all.
Are you drinking again?
Oh, it's hot and the cider is cold. It seems a logical way forward.
Water can be cold.
It's not the same, though. It's not made out of apples. It's just one of my five a day.
But it hasn't got any sausages in it.
No, I might have sausages later.
Oh, you like a nice bit of sausage, don't you?
Stop it.
See, the problem with Matt is he's not very good at subtle innuendos. He prefers to just swear loudly at you.
Yes, I'm a great fan of the single entendre.
Anyway, I'm not here to torment you, though it is fun.
Mm.
We're here to talk about gaming for the next 6 months.
Yes.
Now that we've sort of got some commitments shunted off to the side.
Yes, MCC being done and all that.
Yes. So, what, your plans, man?
Well, I've had a bit of a fallow period from a hobby point of view, with a very busy work schedule and a burgeoning love life and the move to sort of Geek Manor. So,
you better explain what Geek Manor is.
Oh, yes. Geek Manor is my second home, having moved, my second flat, having moved out of the marital home 12 months ago or just over. So I've moved into a new residence. The last one was Geek Towers. This is Geek Manor, which for those that will come to visit will fully understand it because it is set on a very luxurious estate and it's a bit like driving up to a state home. But it does.
It's not my luxurious estate.
Oh, good Lord, no. It's not like the Marshall estate. I've got no young Filipino boys running around on the lawn tidying things up or anything like that. But what it does give me is a lot more space than the last one and a dedicated hobby room.
The dream.
The dream for any gamer. So, yes, I'm working on getting the sort of war room squared away, and part of that process has kind of helped me refine my hobby mojo.
Excellent. So, full-size gaming table?
It will, at the moment I'm looking at putting two 4x4s in there that when they're pushed together will give me an 8x4, which is a good size for kind of full-scale gaming, but then gives me the option of pushing them apart and having a couple of games going on at a time if we want to do something smaller like the Dead Man's Hand or Fistful of Kung Fu or Malifaux type stuff.
Nice.
Done some quick sort of ideas about size and we'll be looking to host potentially a kind of 14-player gaming event at some point later this year for invited people. Not going to be open to any old riffraff like those Thanet boys, you know.
That sounds excellent.
But yes, yeah, so and part of that process has also then had me going through all of my boxes of accumulated. I mean, how long have I been doing this stuff now? The best part of, holy moly, 25 years. And as any good gamer has, I've got quite a substantial kind of figure pile of stuff that, oh, I'll just keep that. Oh, that's a really good idea for a project. Oh, no, this is a good idea for a project. Oh, now this is a good idea for a project. And, you know, you end up with sort of 100 often figures bought but never painted kind of things. So I'm being very draconian in my approach of, am I actually going to play with this in the next 10 years? If not, off to eBay it goes.
Yes, the always used to get called the Lead Mountain.
Yeah,
I suppose these days.
Well, there's a lot more
lead yeah. Rustic and plastic doesn't really work as well.
Well, in fairness, rustic should go straight in the bin anyway, shouldn't it? But that's one for grumpy gamers, I think.
Yes. Well, that sounds good. So, what have you been throwing out?
I mean, we talked about 40K on the kind of one of the grumpy dailies about kind of feeling slightly disenfranchised with the whole thing. The new edition coming out, and there was a preview of another flyer that you know, it's a house brick with wings. It just looks ridiculous. And some of the new figures don't look great. And I've probably played two, maybe three games of 40K in the last 24 months. And I've got hundreds, if not thousands of pounds worth of stuff that I'm just not playing with. And I'm not in a position where that's really viable anymore. So the 40K stuff is all going. However, I'm not completely abandoning the Games Workshop 40K world, because one of my sort of key projects over the next 6 months was to throw myself into a bit of epic gaming.
Right, so you're getting rid of all of your 40K?
I'm theoretically, yes. There is bits of the old heartstrings that are being tugged at about keeping perhaps a little bit of it back. You know, we've talked historically about sort of doing some kill team type stuff.
Yeah.
And I've still got some stuff on sprue that would allow me to knock up, you know, these kind of 200 point forces for some kill team. So I may retain a few little bits and bobs. But I mean, my Imperial Guard, I've got 20 or 30 vehicles for it. The Warhound Titan's already gone. I've got a super heavy tank, a couple of flyers. I just can't justify having that sort of money sat in boxes like it has been for the last 5 years. So the Eldar is unpainted. That will go. Tau, I'm half tempted to keep my Tau, but the flip side to that is I want to do a Tau proxy type army in Epic, and to sell my 40K Tau will fund that. So the likelihood that is that will go as well.
It's a big step. I mean, I remember when I was parting with Warhammer armies. I mean, it's a wrench to get rid of stuff that you've had.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I've been a bit. I mean, I love the 40K universe. I love the fluff. I love the sort of the grandiosity of it. And you know, I've been there from Rogue Trainer, you know, the first edition, and have been in and around 40K gaming for that entire time. So it's been, you know, integral part of my gaming life, you know, since, you know, practically the very beginning. But I don't feel, you know, with doing some of the epic stuff, I still feel comfortable in the fact that I'm not completely abandoning all of that time spent in, you know, embedded in that fluff. So
yeah,
that does kind of lessen the blow a little bit. And I've got a load of historical stuff in various scales as well, because I'm a real war gamer. Yeah, that's right, Ben, a real Wargamer plays historical stuff as well. So some of that go, though, because, again, it's stuff I've not played with for many years. And I could, you know, I can lose a crap ton of it and still have enough left to still play some of those games.
Right, so that's things like GZQ and stuff like that.
Yeah, my GHQ, sort of 1/285th stuff, I've got buttloads of it, so I'll keep some of it because I like the Cold War Commander, which is the modern version of the Blitzkrieg Commander rules that we've talked about on the World War II daily.
Yeah.
So, you know, the same rule mechanics, but for modern gaming. So I'll keep some of my stuff for that. But I've got hundreds of pounds of stuff I can still sell and still game the period. So.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's good. So you talked about doing Epic.
Yeah.
What other hobby plans have you got?
Well, I mean, with MCC and the sort of fallow period, you know, my enthusiasm hasn't waned for Fistful of Kung Fu and Dead Man Hand, so I still want to do a lot of that gaming. So I'm still very much into that kind of, the, you know, 3x3, 4x4, 20 figures or less kind of gaming. So I'm still very interested in those systems. And obviously we've still got the steampunk adventure to cast ourselves upon yet. In Her Majesty's Name, or
yes.
Obviously I know you're backing the Infamy Kickstarter at the moment as well.
I am indeed, to pick up various bits. Did you see the flying car?
I haven't. No, I have not sort of checked back through the Twitter feed for the last couple of days. So, but
one of the latest ones is for the Sky Pirates gang, is a flying car. Very, very Chitty Chitty Bang Bang esque.
Mm.
And he also controls remote controlled dirigibles with Gatling guns on them.
I mean, a Zeppelin with a Gatling gun, what's not to love?
I know.
I mean, I've seen some of the Kickstarter sculpts that have been coming through, and they look fantastic. And we know from the stuff that he was producing prior to the Kickstarter that the models are conceptually brilliant, but you know, in you know, from a production value point of view, they are some really, really nice things. And I've still got my urge, and I was sort of trying to get some ideas off others last night about my steampunk Avengers project.
Right. So actually, that brings up an interesting question that came up. Do you think you can ever have too many skirmish games?
I don't know, and I do feel slightly conflicted about it, because you know, we don't have an infinite amount of gaming time. So, you know, that time will always be precious, and there is always that yearning to play something that you really enjoy. I mean, if you think about how much time we spend playing Malifaux, you do wonder, and, you know, with the aborted projects, you know, a lot of that comes around due to your finite amount of gaming time.
Yep.
But the hobby hawk part of me thinks, no, God, no, you can never have enough gaming projects, never have enough skirmish games.
Yeah, I thought about this because it came up on Twitter today, and I thought about it, and I think because we're talking about the Infamy Kickstarter, and I was thinking, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I don't play Infamy, because the figures from that are usable across a whole range of games that we're interested in playing, and that I have played. You know, I could use those figures in Fistful of Kung Fu.
Yeah.
I could use those figures. I can certainly use those figures in Her Majesty's Name.
Yeah.
To make various gangs and things. So you can definitely take them across. I think, I suppose the question is it's not so much can you have too many skirmish games, it's can you be playing too many genres at once?
And for me, the answer would definitely be no to that, because, you know, the old adage of variety being the spice of life, it stops that kind of the fatigue of only playing kind of one thing week in, week out. It can become tiring. You start to see, you know, a familiarity. You start to lose the excitement of something new. So I love to have options outside of a particular genre to throw in, and I've always been a bit of a scale whore as well. So I love everything from 6mm to 28mm. Because from a hobby point of view, it gives you variations in what you're painting as well.
Do you think it becomes an issue if you're playing in a smaller group of players? You know, if it's you and your two mates once a week in the garage.
Mm.
Do you think it becomes, if you're playing the same thing over and over again, or the same, or vice versa, playing a massive range of stuff so that you never settle on something, and so you have a whole raft of unfinished projects. Do you think it becomes an issue then?
I think there's a few factors at play there. One is some people genuinely struggle, and it's not necessarily about kind of intelligence or anything like that, but the cognitive ability to be able to retain more than one rule set, or you know, a number of different rule sets at one time. Some people genuinely struggle with that and get confused if you're trying to remember certain modifiers from one rule set that you transpose into another. So that can become an issue, and I've experienced that with people I've gamed with before. Another issue is for people with limited budgets, limited space, that actually, as much as they would love to play multiple games, it's just not realistic outturn for them to be able to do that. So they would rather concentrate on one thing and get a really nicely painted, well-rounded force or army, depending on what you're playing. It then also is reflective of who you're gaming against, because I know with you, because your views around gaming is the same as mine, which is kind of squirrel. Oh, look, new shiny. That for us, that's a part of gaming, is finding new things and trying them out. And if it means you play it once and kind of enjoy it, but don't go back to it for 6 months, that's no bad thing, as long as you're having fun and the old cogs are turning and, you know, that part of your hobby mojo is in full gear. Because as much as I enjoy sitting down and playing and I like sitting and painting, I am one of those people, one of those gamers that, if I'm awake for every hour that passes, probably 30 minutes of that time is thought about gaming of one form or another. When I'm working, or, you know, those quiet periods, I'll be thinking about, oh yeah, that's the bit of scenery I wanted to make. That, you know, that fills the voids in your minds when, you know, you're not actively working. And that comes about from lots of new adventures and lots of new things. So for me, no, I don't, that's not an issue for me, but I can understand that it can be for others.
Yeah, I mean, on my part, I always have goals that I want to do. I mean, I really want to get my steampunk crew, which is made up of about 15 different manufacturers' figures, I think.
Yeah.
Across so that Dr. Robotnik can conquer the Victorian age.
Yeah.
And now I've got some time and I can get around to starting to put that together and get some paint on it and things.
Mm.
Which I'm looking forward to. But then there's other things that I want to do. I mean, I've still got all of my spy stuff, for example.
Oh, well, the 7TV stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I just want to continue with. And part of it is, well, you know, does it work with the scenery that I've got? And do I need to build a new board? Oh, I could build this. Mm. And, oh, rockets and stuff. And then part of it is, oh, you know, it's another thing that I've got to paint. And then I go, no, stop being so stupid. Get on with it.
Yeah.
And I mean, in my case, it's toning down the paint jobs.
Yeah.
So that you can get a lot more done. Because you don't need to put 20 layers on each minion.
No.
Because they rush forward, get shot by the secret agents, and then get recycled again. The same as zombies in Zombicide do. It's not, they're not character models, so I have to sort of temper that in my head about where I'm going to go with it.
And part of what we, you know, certainly you and me, and you know, bless him, we've dragged a massive into it on several occasions, is then finding systems where actually, if you only need five or six figures, then it becomes less of that kind of the burden of painting and constructing time. And in theory, although we've not entirely mastered it, you get more playing time.
Yes. Yes, but that pesky real life keeps getting in the way.
Dagnabbit.
Though now MCC is done, I can. I'm going back to my regular Saturday morning gaming, so that'll be good.
Yeah, and like I say, I've got the table to build, but I mean, certainly it's my goal between, you know, people like yourself and some of my non-Tractor Massive gaming buddies like Posh Jim and Not Gay Neil, is to try and have at least one game a week. Now, not necessarily here, but at least be gaming at least once a week. Now, whether that means I come over to yours or we go to the club or someone comes over to mine, to maximise that opportunity of playing. And some of that will mean then I'm playing lots of different things because there's stuff I play with you that I don't play with the other two, and there's stuff I play with them that I'll not play with you. So,
because it's boring and it's got guns.
Because it's got guns and stuff in. So it's it's maximising that kind of full hobby exposure a little bit. So, I mean, certainly that for me is kind of my goal over the next 6 months as an overarching plan.
So have you got painting targets as well?
The first one that's really my painting target is a Malifaux-related one because we've got September's Curse at the end of August, and I want to fill the Hoffman crew for that, of which so far none of it is painted. So, but, you know, it's all constructs and robots, which are relatively simple paint jobs, and it's I kind of work better painting that hard stuff, vehicles, robots and stuff like that. For me, that's a lot easier than kind of skin and organic stuff. So I'm hoping I can crash that out fairly quickly. And then really my kind of plans for the next 2 or 3 months is all epic, baby. It's about getting my Imperial Guard painted, building a epic table, potentially looking at the lovely people from bendyboards.co.uk and their spanky new laser about whether we can realistically construct some 6mm terrain. Failing that, there are plenty of others out there that I can source it from, but I want a specific kind of epic table to build.
Right.
Right.
Well, I do know that they've just got a supply of 2mm MDF in.
Oh, have they?
They have.
Well, that's a good start. And realistically, with that, probably trying to get my Dead Man Hand Mexicans painted up and my Fistful of Kung Fu, couple of forces, that will see me through till Christmas if I'm realistic about. And I think part of that whole hobby thing that where we probably don't excel is setting ourselves some realistic targets about what we can get done in our time.
Yeah, no, I would tend to agree. I mean, I've got some Malifaux figures that I need to paint. Though my deadline's slightly earlier than yours, mine's the 9th of next month.
Mm.
So what 3 weeks as we're recording?
Yeah.
But I've only got about 5 figures left to do, so theoretically.
Is that for Summerfoe?
It's for Summerfoe, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to get those done. And then my big thing after that is I'm going to tackle some zombie side models.
Yes, you were talking about that over MCC about getting trying to get those painted.
Yeah, you know, get some paint on the zombies and things. I've got some army painter spray, and I'm just, you know, they're not going to be the best paint jobs in the world. Spray and washes, and then
block colors, pick out bits. Block colors, washes, and a little bit of detail here and there.
Yeah, but I think they'll look nice on the table. I'm also going to multi-base some of them.
Yeah.
Well, I've got enough zombies that they could just do with being things could do with being multi-base, because sometimes you end up with like 10, 15 zombies that you have to theoretically move, and they just end up in a big pile.
Yeah.
And visually, it would just look better if they were on a little multi-base. So,
are you going for the clear acrylic?
I probably will go for the clear acrylic, but I'm not. I'm thinking. Well, actually, I don't know, because I'm not going to cut the.
Cut them off the bases.
I'm not going to cut them off the bases because that just adds to the prep.
It just adds time. Yeah.
So I'm thinking I may just put them onto thin plastic card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cut into irregular shapes.
If you get some metallic paper, you could always magnetize them.
Could do. That sounds like more effort, though.
Well, yeah, maybe.
But I'm going to have a shed load more zombies coming.
Yeah.
From season 3 Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Which just is sucking my money away. And I know I should just go, no, just get the base game, and then I go, oh, no, I want that one, oh, I'll take that one, oh, that would be brilliant.
Yeah.
And the problem is, because when I show it to the family, it's the one Kickstarter to go, oh, yeah, we need that, Dad.
Yeah. but that's a great thing for you, isn't it? That is actually, for you, Zombicide's a family game as well.
Yeah, that is the cool thing. So that's sort of my plans. And then I've got, of course, bendy boards, as we sort of alluded to. We've just got a laser, so... Yeah. I'm designing stuff. Six mil epic orc stuff.
Yes, well, I'm yet to try and join that little designing crew type group of enthusiastic amateurs and have a play with that myself. So
I mean, it's just another thing, you know, that to work on.
Mm.
That takes time. And what I've found is that sitting in front of the computer designing stuff in Corel, you just lose hours.
Yeah,
you know, it just disappears. But anyway, so we've sort of meandered towards the end, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, I mean, from my point of view, that covers me pretty much up till Christmas. So, and I'm fairly sure we'll record at some point, but between now and Christmas, and all of those goals and all of the things that we're into now may have changed because, you know, hobby horses.
There'll be new shinies, and you know, I live in hope that one day Relic Knights will drop through my door.
You crazy fool.
And even if I don't paint it, at least I'm going to glue it together.
What's it made out of?
It's made out of resting.
That'll be fun, then. Plenty of hot water, that's all you need.
Yeah, I know. Although... and who knows, you know, maybe the one day there'll also be a nice hard sci-fi game for me to play.
Yes, let's keep our fingers crossed. Yeah, that's something that both me and you yearn for, I think.
Yeah, it would be nice if only Infinity was any good.
Yes.
Then it would be fine. Anyway, still.
Enough rambling.
It's been lovely to talk to you, dear boy.
Yes, always a pleasure for people to listen to us.
Right, it is. So until next time, I've been Mike.
And I've been Matt.
Bye. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're @fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.